Music's going. All right. This is fine. I'm okay with it. La fin. Nokita. Why did I say that? Because they were Depeche Mode. It was Depeche Mode, Harmony. Oh, God, what else? It was like a bono runway show for them. It's like free advertising. If you give us clothing, you give us your music, we promote it. Why? Because the show is going to be hot. I don't know if that happened. Well, I'm sure somewhere along the way there were talks. A friend of mine tried to get me and him into that show. It was like 1990 something. It's like, dude, there's remember that movie? Yeah. Like, yeah. Meaning a TV show. They're going to have whatever, this and that, and you can work there for a little bit and get some really cool clothing. I'm like, what? It's like, no. No thanks. That's before I entered the fashion world. So I'm just like, no. I don't think so. But of course, later on, I'll find that out. Like, Armani. Jeez. Do I have any Armani? I think I have only like one black sweater. I think turtleneck shirt or something. It looks like Steve Jobs. Same one. Well, his is not Armani, but I got mine. No, I don't like Armani. It's too, I don't know, too clubby, weird. I don't know what it is. Just very like avant-garde European. Couture. No, Lagerfeld influenced. Just, no, okay, that's fine. Like, no big deal. It's like, I'm a t-shirt jean guy. And t-shirt jeans and Chuck Taylors. Yes, I like jackets, but I will not buy it. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the feeling, you understand? Now that's what I would say to a lot of people. And they're just like, what? I don't know what you mean. This stuff is expensive. But doesn't mean that's great. No. Anyway. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. So, fixed. What does that mean? I fixed my crypto ticker. Again. The only thing is I cannot find the vertical font. Vertical as in, if you type it on your screen, it goes from left to right. The top is left, right is bottom. So when I put the ticker on the side, it goes vertical. Kind of like the signs in Asia. You'll see those. Well, some of the signs in New York, you can find them in certain cities. The vertical ones is like neat. So I got to work in again. Not sure what happened, but I had to reset everything, restart. And the micro, or the, what's it called? Raspberry Pi M, I think, mini, micro. It's very slow. So it just probably overwhelmed it. So I think I had like 12 different tokens on it. Now I'm just having 3, 4. Well, I had to put Doge. No way, because of Elon. BTC, so is doing well. Not doing well, but so is moving back and they're setting up things. So that's going well. The price is not. The prices are, everything is not. So no big deal. And Ether, of course, every other token runs off. So just the 4. Let's see what happens. I splurge a little bit over the weekend. I like this something for mom too. So just like, I need a part for the model I'm doing for GT. I need the light. So I got the micro LEDs. So that's coming. Actually, I bought a pack with a battery thing, so you can just click on it or turn on. But it's not, I don't think it's a click on, click off. What we call the single pull, single throw. Click. Well, it's a double pull. Want to be double? Single them. SPA. DT, I forgot. One of those like click on, click off switch, which I have. I can just put one in and make it work. But I like to see the lights work really well. I'm gonna start doing some crazy stuff. Getting more models. And you get some Lego models and put some lights on. Okay, so what else is new? Man, my voice is like sound like old dog. No coffee today. Well, I had to. Got up like 4:30 something. Been up since then. Slap early. That was my remedy. We're sleeping. I'm gonna take sleeping pills. Don't need to. I just watched reruns of Stargate SG-1. Love the show, but just because I know already, I'm just. Send me with the Star Trek Next Generation. Pull it on, and like, you start talking. Like, there you go. Hey, sleep the best sleeping pill. You can take the binge watch button off, set it on loop, just get that one episode and then pass out. But as far as the world goes, I don't know. I kind of know what's happening, but I kind of don't know. Kind of don't care. So, wherever it is it's something's coming or not. Maybe, I don't know. Confused. I'm trying to confuse people. Well, I'm confused. And people are confusing me. I guess I'm following the trend. I've noticed the complainers, the protesters are drumming the same tone, tonality, and pitch, and the rhythm. It's like, oh my god, I'm gonna do it. Well, just take this song. Take this beat. On one side, complain about something. The other side is anti this. They're anti that. But they will, all of them are doing the same thing. What did they get? What did you learn that? Interesting, right? And it's the whole, everybody's playing everybody. Everybody's yelling everybody. You need to do the way I'm doing it. Why? Because if you don't do it, it's like, there's no explanation. And you start yelling or screaming, you don't do it. And they pitch up. It's like, it's when I fall out. Or like crying. Well, maybe not crying. Just, it's like pressure. Why is happening? Well, I mean, I know the high energy from our central sun is hitting us. It's stirring up things a little bit. And people are frustrated. And add on to the inflation, right? Everything's more expensive. And then will the craziness happen the last, who knows, 10 years? You know, lockdowns, all that, that's reasons. No, the sanctions and stuff. Then it's like, oh, we're going to war. Nuclear. Right. For me and the people who follow what Clifford calls, I call it ether, follow the universe thing. You're like, okay. Like the Vulcan or something. I'm not referencing them. We're Vulcans. I don't think we're Vulcans. But it's kind of like what they do. It's like, very interesting. Now what? What do we do? And, you know, everybody's saying that. It's like, I can't explain this to people, but they don't want to, they don't want to understand. They just want to block me all the time. And that's craziness, right? But it's driving you crazy. So why bother? If I say something, they just let them do it. And I feel it. It's crazy energy I'm getting. I'm just feel like, I can't believe this person. I mean, I did act it out a little bit. But then, next day, I call myself. Like, wait a second, I should be doing this at all. Let him go. Let it go. So I let it go. Did my meditations and stuff. Let it go. I don't care if you say, they say, well, it's something and it's your choice. Like, I don't care about whether my choice, your choice, whatever. I'm thinking way ahead. If those of us survive the whole thing, how are we going to rebuild? How are we going to get it back? How are we going to prevent some craziness stuff? Some of the craziness coming back again. How do we do that? What's the method? How are you going to teach the younglings about that? those who want to learn how to cheat. You know, and I think Cliff says the catharsis. I'm pretty much the same way. It's like, just work hard. Work really, not, you don't have to work really hard, but work smart and work hard. You get a reward. You don't need a government. You don't need a church. You don't need a religion to tell you to do that. You have it in you. Either you do that or you just lay back, drink beers all day and do nothing. Even that, you're not working. You could be working. You can understand what's happening. You can learn some new tricks and tips and tricks. You can build a crypto ticker like I did. It's easy. The font's a little different because the original files the guy created, which I have to thank, it was for the bigger display. So I had to squeeze everything back and figure it out. And somehow looking through the programming, I was like, oh, I remember this. It's Python. It's like pretty simple. Simple things, little things. You know, just learn something like that. Why not? Learn how to do podcast. Learn podcast 3.0, Web 3. You can learn about that. I was looking at somebody's Swift program. Like, oh, I know how to do this. It's like, what? It's like, damn it. And I just, when I had the time, when I was in the developing world, I should have learned some Swift. But I guess you can still do it. Doesn't mean you don't have to. You know, for me, I like tech that's not just software. I like to actually build the thing, build something, and program it, or do something else and make it work. To me, that's more like full on. Experience. Same thing with planting. Just plant something today. Chives. So, and rearrange some of the plants, some of the garden, well, the herb, little herb garden I have. I'm getting those white flies again. So, take them outside. Couple days and bring them back in and have to clean the whole thing. And a couple things here and there just to block them. No. Think about it. But hey, you know what? That's what you're supposed to do, I think. Right? Farming, you have to go all in the field and make sure there's no crazy birds or locusts or something trying to eat it. Be like, nope, get out. You have to do that thing. Right? So, but I like that too, because getting back to nature, right? It's like, how many people know how to make while I'm drinking yerba mate from the grass? How do you cook it? How do you brew it? I don't think a lot of people know. I learned it from, I did it myself. I did it wrong. Then I went to the coffee shop I got the mate from. They told me, do this, do that. I was like, oh, okay. I never go on the web. I'm like, nah. Ask the expert downstairs. And they're like, yeah, this is how you do it. It's great. So I learned that too. So there's a lot of things you can learn. Even now, okay, so you know, if you're working or you're not working, you can learn something. just always something out there for you to learn. It's just not, don't get stuck. But sometimes getting stuck is okay. If you're stuck in this one job, then it's paying you everything, paying you all the good stuff. No, you got the severance, you got the insurance, life insurance, whatever, maybe 401k, not and you get a bonus every year. Okay, steady job, okay, yeah. But from my point of view, so always been, so never get comfortable. So never get comfortable. You don't have to stay hungry, like a lot of people say, you gotta stay hungry. No, you gotta realize when, say, it's time for me to go. I need to do something else. So that's, I'm always into like, what's coming next? How do I get there? Vision. That's what you want. That's what you need. Visions. Not everybody can do it, but I try it as much as I can. It's like, what's the future? What's coming? How can I get in level with it, or maybe above it? It's like, all right, now be okay. How do I get there? And that was the thing. Now follow that rule for a long time. I don't know where I learned from. Maybe it's from a family thing. Maybe it's from just reading. You know, college days, I read a lot. And while I was working, I read a lot of Bloomberg, because I need to use the financial section with what the numbers are, all that stuff. It's perfect for like sketches. You can do a sketch on that. Freehand, do sketches, you can paint on that stuff. Perfect canvas. So, and the one that I'm reading that thing, like, oh, this is neat. Just notice, like, hey, the price of this went up a little bit today. And the next day, it's like, hey, went down a little bit today. It's like, wait a second. I feel weird. Like, the first price, I feel great. And then this day, I feel like energized, but it's not as great, but energized. It's like, oh, wait a second. There's something like mass consciousness, and the energies from the universe is making people doing things too. You can do it by intuition, but then there's this weirdness. I found out. Like, oh, okay. Trick. It's a trick. You figure it out, you can probably get it. But of course, if you go crazy with it, you'll be jumping off buildings. Like working with Wall Street, even with a BTC and stuff. No, crypto. Some people buy it. Like an ETF. Don't buy ETF. Put $100 on a BTC. Then get a wallet or something. Store the passwords. Get a wallet on your computer. Put on the computer and just shut it off. And just leave the QR code or the address, and that's it. Just the computer's there. Just keep sending to that computer. Keep buying a little bit at a time, then keep storing. Even now, you got a few companies that do the split with your paycheck. I think you sign up for it. If you work for someone, it's like, I want, somebody pays me through this and instead through your bank, say, can you pay through this? Pay to this account. And the account was split to whatever percentage you want to put cryptos, whatever percentage you want as fiat. So several companies do that. I don't know because I didn't look into it. So if you want to do that, you can. I'm not sure if there's a company that does to like tangible stuff, like commodity, like gold, silver, diamond, copper. I don't know about that one. That's a little different. Food is scarce. Uh-oh. We're going to be eating bugs pretty soon. Bugger. The cucaracha. It's like, oh. Sweden pandemic death alone. Lowest in Europe. All while avoid strict lockdown. And show two girls kissing. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. This is Zero Hedge. It's Zero Hedge. And they got the blue and yellow too. Well, because their flag is blue and yellow. So it's IKEA. Because it's IKEA is from Sweden. Yeah, somebody listened to me like, oh, it's great. I love Mondays when at this type of feeling I'm getting. Wow, chat. The lighter side of life. That's what it is. It's the lighter side. As far as financial thing, they doing the reset. They're pushing it, and you want to be part of it. I don't know. You can. At some point, everything reset. But I don't know individually, like person to person. You're still probably owe money. The bank or to the whatever credit thing you got. It's reset for them. They don't have to pay you nothing. If the government and bank owe you money, they don't have to pay. That's all it is. That's the reset. The bank to bank, the bank to government, the government to the bank, the top tier millionaires. Billionaires, trillionaires. Them, they don't hold this, that. But you, the little guys, we get to pay for it. We pay for it. It's not. So what else is new? I did look up some computer upgrades. So that's coming. One's coming very soon. Been wanting that thing for a long time, and they hiked the price so much. It's like, what? No. It finally came back down. So it's like, okay, it's a little tiny bit more than the original price was, but it's enough. So I got one. And now I'm thinking, like, wait a second, if I put this one in together, I might have to update a lot of other stuff. I might as well build another computer case. And, I don't know, donate the one I'm the other one, older, it's a bigger case. I'm trying to get a meaning piece. So, think about it. Maybe. So, we'll see. But I spec'd it out. It's like close to $1,000 just to upgrade the one I have. But I still have the parts to build another one. Maybe I'll just do that. And switch all the old donated. Sure, somebody will love it. It's not, it's fast enough, but it's not meant to do a lot. Other than bed, maybe light gaming. I used it for a while for two tokens that require you be a host. But now these two companies are doing, you can stake their tokens on their websites and then just like, all right, I'll just do that. I'm like, I don't need to go into the all that stuff. Like, I don't need to use the software. So that thing's off. Just sitting there. Like, okay. So that's one thing. The other one I was looking at is, I got a bunch of these earbuds. It's called the KZ. And this one's cheap, so I'm kind of like, maybe not. I don't know, maybe. $20. Yeah, it is made in China and stuff. Yeah, but everybody I know who got one of these, they're like, yeah, it's really good. It's so much lighter than the, I got a heavy duty one, or metal. It's too heavy. Like, need something light? Here it is. It's like, oh, ooh. So something I've been looking at, and they got a Bluetooth wire. Come with it. I'm like, ooh. So I can have a Bluetooth one if I wanted to. The only reason I would get a Bluetooth is because stupid. Apple. Look, why did you take the stereo thing off? Bluetooth sucks. Direct is better. Then you can get the cable, audio cable, or the lightning thing. It costs like $20. Like, no. No. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, maybe I'll just get this Bluetooth thing. You know, suffer a tiny bit of frequency loss. That's fine. No big deal. Right. But it's just intriguing. There are companies that make this stuff, and it's 3 or 4 times better. So, That's another thing I've been looking at over the weekend. Got my cable for my bike. I got a fixie bike, but I changed it to a 3-speed with a Shimano 3-speed thing. But the cable popped out and it killed it. I was like, ah, crap. So I've been riding my bike for like months. I'm like, I don't. So I could go get the cable, the back. Do I want to do that? Lazy. I'm like, I don't really like doing that. But when the cable comes fixed, I'll be biking again. It's super hot outside. It's perfect. I don't know what else is there. I bought a pot too for mom. Mother's Day. It's coming this week. It's one of those granite or something. Granite coating pots. Because she complained the one that we got. Ceramic one. It's got scratched up. I thought not to put a fork in there to lift up your noodles or whatever you cook. Don't use any stainless steel things to scratch it. It's like, oh, she forgets. So I'm like, okay, I'll get this granite thing. We have one. Actually, we have two granite things from the Asian market around here. And we got it, and it's perfect. It's just one's the big wok, which I make. Fly the rice. Fly rice. Hey, I'm making my microphone on my own. Hey, I don't care. Fry rice. Whatever. You Plick. You ever seen the movie? Guys, ever seen? Whoever's listening. That movie. One movie. Which I forgot. With Mel Gibson in it. What's his name? Oh, Lethal Weapon. That's what. The first one. Well, first or second one. Right. It went to that dude with the glasses. He was just like, it's fried rice, you prick. It's perfect. Yeah. So I got a wok and I got a small pan, make a frying, sort of like a frying pan. Has it. But I went back to the store to see if I can get pot. No, we don't make those. We make we have the aluminum ones. You know, that is aluminum ones. We don't have those ceramics. All right. If it's really good, there's another one, Dutch oven thing. Which I like because it can make casseroles and stuff. It can make soups and just take it and put it in the oven. Good stuff. It's good stuff. So that was it over the weekend. Just like looking at this, looking at that. Then I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the blue screen or something. Then just shut it off, just staring at the ceiling blank. Like, life? Is this it? This is life, isn't it? I need to do more. Got too comfortable with the seat. I need to go. Need to go do stuff. Well, actually, it's more like I want a quiet moment. So I locked off everything. No computer, no nothing, no programming, no searching out truth with not true, whatever. Just, I wanted silence. It was great. The hours, just lying there, just breathing, have your own heartbeat. Like, man, this is great. Then the dog barked. It's like, ah. But that's okay. Have a good time. The good silence time. I don't need to dig in anywhere. So right now, today, I'm just looking at all the website right now. What's happening? What's happening? I don't know. Nothing. Nope. Everything is the same. It's repeat. Copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. Except one guy. I heard that he was a pot dealer or something, drug dealer. And he has a nice JDM, which is, if you don't know, it's Japanese domestic. Or the cars. No, the cars, the Japanese domestic cars. Like in Fast and Furious, like the R34s, R32, Skylines. This guy had some like 20 something, or seven, he was 17 different ones that it's on auction. And they're the classics. Like, oh my God. It's like, damn it. It's like, no, I'm not going to get old one, but man, this is like jaw-dropping. Have you ever seen that? Like, big condition. I mean, I've seen a few pictures. It's like low mileage, perfect conditions, 19, like late 80s to 2000s. Holy cow. Holy damn. What's going on with this guy? Why is it on sale now? Why wasn't it on sale before? Strange. So, I still want the new one. I like that they have some Supras, like the old ones. I'm like, nah, I like the new. I like to get a Miata. I think I said that a few podcasts back. I like the new Miata. Of course, I have to learn how to stick shift again. Even though I know I gotta get a cheaper car just to screw around with. Like Honda Civic. And there were a lot of people talking about that last week because there's a guy, I don't know how to drive a stick manual, that went to a Ford dealer and got a GT40, the new one, and it crashed into a tree. It's like, ooh. The thing is that he downshifted to second gear. I'm guessing he was in high RPM. He shipped down, the torque kicks in, and the car slipped. Yeah, those cars, Ferraris, GT40s, supercars, a lot of them, you cannot floor it. Pedal first and second gear. If you want to, if you do not know how to drive, do not floor those things. Because if you floor it, you're going to be spinning. Spin your rear wheels. And you know how to drive drift, fine. But if you don't know, yeah, it's expensive toy. Okay. Let's see. Well, here's an article. It's on the drive. More than a dozen seized Toyota Supras are out. Supra. That's just Supras. A dozen. Like 12? There are 27 cars. I'm like, oh my. Holy. I guess the guy wants to sell it. Maybe, I don't know. So, it's on auction, it's past like 100 grand already. These things are just, especially this one in the article says 15th anniversary. Oh my God. It's gold mine. So you see, is he selling it or is the government selling it? So the government is selling it. Oh, that sucks. Imagine that. Well, I mean, yeah, he got caught. Okay. But if something happens, like the government was like, oh, we could auction for your stuff. That sucks. That really sucks. Let's see what you got. I'm looking at the whole thing already. The list. Toyota Supra, BMW M4, this Honda S2000. It's 49. Minimum next piece, 49,000. Crap. But the money, yeah. I mean, technically, I do, but I'm gonna wait. Supra 6-cylinder. Oh my God, 135 grand right now. It's on the. This is the thing. I'm looking at it, just. Yeah. Holy cow. It's a Lancer Evolution. Oh, that's a rare find too. S2000, yeah, the Honda is really hard to find. Supras are just 20,000 miles, 40,000 miles. Just 22,000 miles, 44,000, okay, 28,000 miles. Holy cow, man. This is nuts. $350,000, no big deal. But 97 Toyota Supra 6, ooh, cylinder. It's like, ooh. Holy cow. Yeah, it's crazy. This, if you're into cars, this is like biggest news. Other than the guy who crashed the GT40. Well, that's just. You don't know how to drive stick. Why don't you go buy a Honda Civic? Because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy an old cheap Honda Civic stick shift and learn it from that and, break it apart before I was like, all right. Or I go to a Mazda dealership. I want a Miata RF. Give me. Yeah, before that. I need a crappy one. You can just go nuts on it. Your cheap Honda Civic manual, if you can get one, that's sort of not bad working. Sort of okay. You can learn even like Ford Fiesta or like Ford Focus, if they have manual on those. Let's go on those. You can always convert them later to something else if you wanted to. Or you just sell it, trade it in. You buy the cheap one, drive around a little bit, then we got the money to buy this stuff. And like, let me trade, can I trade this in? I don't care how much you take whatever. Do that. Okay, so I don't know what else is there for today. We have 50 minutes anyway. So, yeah. Ours. Is it is still happening? Yerba mate is happening. Because yerba mate just woke me up. I'm sweating. Holy damn. Right? Damn. I don't know what else is there, really. I think everything else is just, like I said, it's some good times, it's not too exciting. It just seems like something old coming to new. It's nothing innovative. I think we're at the point that it's not. It's sort of got some innovative things, but it's not really, like Steve Jobs. First time, it's iPhone. It's a phone. It's a music player. It's a something. Said that. It's that the first iPhone came out. But it just went, wow, holy cow. Right, it's nothing that exciting. It just, oh yeah, oh, that's nice. The feeling, that's the feel I'm getting lately. Anything else other than that? No, nothing. No big deal. No biggie stuff. Crypto's no crypto. It's a down up. I don't know what the hell is going. It's going down a little bit. And then I find out what the ApeCoin was. I was like, oh, it's a Bored Ape. They're the one who made it. It's like, ew. You can claim, you need to connect with one people, you can claim eight. Really? Okay. I'm still getting these crazy emails. How did they find out what tokens you have? They probably just broadcast it. Just like, we assume you have it. Ooh, it's coming. Ooh, the cool stuff is coming. Should I reveal it? I'll wait till it comes. If it comes in Thursday, I'm gonna test it. I'm gonna see what else I need. Make sure it all works. And be like, yeah, it's no biggie. But I wanted this thing when it first came out. I'm just like, I love the design. There's other brands who make this stuff. But I saw that thing. It was like, man. Design. You know, architecturally. It's like, this is cool. That's why I got it. Of course, enhanced my pewter a little bit. But cool. Everything so far so good. I did create a whole bunch filters. So now I'm filtering out a lot of these crypto stuff. Well, at the bank, now I got UPS. UPS, Amazon, even Twitter. Like, payment? Twitter? People pay? Twitter? I guess they do. Tips. But I'm just like, well, I'm not there. Even like Facebook. Like, I think I cancel my Facebook. Somebody brought it back. Put my name in there. I think one of the listeners. But I was able to cancel it again. It's like, no, this is it. Get out. Get out of my life. I don't want to hear anything. So I've been getting a lot of these emails still. But the cool thing is that I'm not using the standard email. I'm using Thunderbird. The Thunderbird cool part is if you have an option, like allow remote content, right? But if you don't have allow remote content, anything you hover over, it will give you exact address, your code. It will give you 3 seconds. It's like, you have 3 seconds. You click now, nothing, but we want you to take some time to look at something, and they will display other things like unknown risk. It's like, risk of click this link cannot definitively be classified, and a whole bunch of stuff. So because of that, I was able to get some kind of logarithm, figured out what it was, and a little filter on all of them. So now, it's great, but there are a few things here and there, of course. Whether you like Patriots or not, I got to tell Patriot that he went into my junk drawer, so I had to create another filter to take his stuff out from my inbox. Yeah, but anyway, you've had Windows. They're on the Mac too, I think. Thunderbird? Not sure. Try Thunderbird. Thunderbird. Email. It's made by Mozilla, which I think, I don't know if Larry Ellison's or not. Part of it. Yeah, Thunderbird. Let's see. What do they got? So they got Windows, and they got Mac OS and Linux. One of the best program, email program I ever had. And you get tools. Then you can use like special add-on thing. Go with it. Best. Better than Apple Mail, which I used a lot in the past. Better than any other mails. Better than Windows. Because it's raw. You know, the stuff you don't want to see actually helps you to figure out which one's what and helps. You know, instead of just like a member or a friend, member in a household or a friend come over, I think just keep tapping, click, 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 click. What's going on with these ads? Pop up. It's like, don't click it. Oh, they got your info. They got our info. They got our IP address. Now they're going to send junk mails. My IP address, damn it. But there are people who will do that, and he can't help it. So, but this will help you. If you say, hey, use this, they say, nah, I'm okay with my email program. Yeah, just like, all right, fine. Or do what I do. Don't say nothing until they ask. Do you know any good email program? Like, hey, Thunderbird, how about that? It's not promotion, but it's just something that I've been using for so long. That and the Mozilla has a whole bunch of other stuff you can use. Or the open source, the open office. There's another one. That's really nice. I think that's by Oracle. Is it by Oracle? I don't know. I'm confused. Anyway. Uplink, the yerba mate is making go crazy now. Like sweating a little bit. So that I can feel a little heat. Okay, so this is it for today's podcast. Hopefully Wednesday will be okay, like today. Be more upbeat. You know, for the past couple weeks, I don't know what it is. Just, I felt like, do I have to do this podcast again? Today, I'm like, yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Good. It's a good day. So, you enjoy the good day of today. The Monday, May 9th of 2022. Have a wonderful day. Chill out, whatever you do that you do. And I'll be back on Wednesday.